Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me to take us through the lineup. Sorry, Calvin Harris!
Best kept secret, the Electric Picnic lineup. They're a couple of weeks late coming to us. Usually it's kind of the start of March, so it's very late for EP, the lineup as well. It is, look, it's a nice lineup, there's no denying that. Nice. A bit of excitement around the office here. The sun is shining. Yeah. We have something nice to look forward to across the 16th to 18th of August.
That's the first thing. It's earlier than usual. It's always the first weekend of September.
It is the first weekend of September, and a lot of upset by farmers down that way. I guess 70,000 people will be in their way. A bit of a logistic nightmare around the Stradbally area. That's another story
altogether.
It suits
me anyway.
It does, and it suits. I think the main reason they were holding off is for the one and only Kylie Minogue. Melvin Benn, who's head of Festival Republic, he came out a few weeks ago to say we're kind of waiting to confirm a major act. For a festival to hold back, to wait to confirm a major act is a big thing when there's a lot of people who've paid money for these tickets.
It's risky.
It's a massive risk, and it's paid off in this case. I kind of worry for maybe the younger crowd who might be heading along, who are like, oh, I know that one Kylie
them.
Song, Padam.
No, well, don't mind them.
I mean,
Kieran,
they make up 50% here of the ticket sales.
All the other festivals cater, you know, really cater. What I'm thrilled about with Electric Picnic this year is that actually, for my age group, late 30s, love it.
It's a fantastic
lineup.
Definitely
going to be there.
No, it is. I mean, you have your Calvin Harris. You're going to be rocking to him on the Saturday. Kylie Minogue is just a massive announcement. I'd say she crossed a pretty penny to come down to Stradbally. Yeah. I mean, she was supposed to play here a few years ago and she cancelled 6 hours before the gig, and then she rescheduled that back in 2018. She was
here. I saw
her. A couple of years before.
Three Arena, I think.
Three Arena, she was there.
She was excellent.
Fantastic.
But you see, what I love old Kylie. I want Can't Get You Out of My Head. I want Spinning Around. I want the old tunes.
And she will do that. But I mean, she's also trying to flog a few new songs, so naturally you're going to get them. But with Kylie, you know you're going to get a show. And that's the great thing. Imagine closing off Sunday at Electric Picnic. It's going to be an amazing performance. Some other big acts as well. The likes of Ray is in there. UK singer-songwriter. Played three Olympia recently here in Dublin. So, I mean, should she be up there in the headline of Sunday? Debatable. Alongside Jerry Cinnamon, who's up there, and Noah Cannon the Friday. Questionable acts, I think, for headlining a festival of a Friday.
Friday night.
But, I mean, look, maybe they're warming up for what is going to be a good weekend.
Yeah. Ray, I like Ray.
Don't get me wrong, she has some nice songs, but, I mean, headlining Electric Picnic, there was a lot of rumours around the likes of Dua Lipa, and was she going to play?
Well, I'll see her at Glastonbury, so I don't mind about that.
Lucky you, as well as Coldplay, who are playing up in Dublin at the same time. They're also playing Glastonbury. Shania Twain as well, who's playing Glastonbury. Yeah. It's kind of that thing of you assume when they go
the
on
pop.
Tour, will they come everywhere? But they're not coming to Ireland.
It's a lot of the 90s kind of pop, isn't it?
There is Sophie Ellis-Bextor in there as well. Faithless.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Obviously, Maxi Jazz passed away recently, but Sister Bliss will continue the Faithless name. You got the Water Boys in there. So, I mean, they really are catering to everyone. And that's the great thing about Electric
Jazzy
Picnic.
Jazzy as well.
Jazzy supporting the Irish. Kneecapper in there. Some other controversial acts who have been announced.
Most, I'd say, talked about and biggest, largest attended act last year at EP, the Wolftones. And they're back. They're on the main stage. Brian Warfield is with us on the line today. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Andrea. I'm very excited about it, I have to say.
I'd say you are.
And it's great to be put back on the main stage, which is, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Did you ever think, you know, at this stage into the career, Brian, you would be on main stage at EP?
Well, I can tell you, we never thought about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, but we knew that there was a great surge in the popularity of the Wolftones over the last 10 years or so. And we could feel it at the shows and the gigs everywhere. And, you know, I don't think anybody realized it until we went to Electric Picnic. And then, you know, we were very humbled by the fact that so many people came along and so many young people came along to the stage and couldn't get in the tent. We didn't realize it because we were inside. We could see what was inside, but we had no clue what was going on outside. But when we saw the aerial photographs, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember coming into work on the Monday, Brian, after I didn't make it down last year. I was sick, but I remember seeing the photographs on the Monday, the aerial pictures of you and the Wolftones performing in the stage, and the crowd and the droves of people outside. And do you remember, I'm sure you hardly forget, the talking points and the discussion about that last year, you know, over the fact that there were so many young people there at the Wolftone gig, and the fact that so many people were quite surprised by that, but you weren't.
No, we weren't really, but I have to say that you know, that they were talking about it afterwards, you know, when we went back into the dressing rooms and all that, and they said, like, inside and outside the tent, they were singing their hearts out to every song they that the Wolftones sang. So it's just miraculous. It was fantastic. And we were very, very, very humbled by it, I have to say.
Yeah. You, Sunday night is...
Maybe 40,000 outside.
Yeah. Is it Sunday you're performing, Brian?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. I'm not certain yet. I only got the news this morning.
Yeah.
And, all right. You know, so...
And yeah, did you put in the request to look to perform on the main stage this year, or...?
No, we didn't put any requests in at all. So we were just told that the Electric Picnic would like us back again this year, but yeah, we didn't know where, how, when. So, yeah, it's great that we are on the main stage. And I hope to see the great crowd that we had last year, all getting a peep at the Wolftones and all getting to sing with the Wolftones on the main stage.
Have you looked at the lineup?
Oh, it's a fantastic lineup.
Do you have a favourite?
You know, I didn't get to analyse it yet, but it just came up on my Facebook page there. I was looking through it and I didn't get to analyse many acts or where, but, you know, I've seen a lot of people there and a lot of big names and, you know, absolutely great to be with among all those people, yeah. Great acts. Wonderful acts from every generation.
I have a text in from John who says, can you imagine Kylie Minogue singing Celtic Symphony with the Wolftones?
Well, I think she might, and she got an Irish background, hasn't she? with a name like Minogue, she has to be Irish.
Yeah, she's here on Sunday as well. Are you a Kylie fan?
Are you what?
Are you a Kylie Minogue fan?
Oh yeah, I like every kind of music. And, yeah, you know, I'd be I listen to all types of music. I believe there's only two types of music: there's good and there's bad, and I like the good.
It's as simple as that, Kieran. Like, there's no doubt about it. There was a huge crowd at the Wolftones last year, and from Electric Picnic's perspective, they look at that and just say, why not put them on the main stage?
Well, I remember coming back to work on the Monday, and it was the front page of every paper. It was on the headlines of every news. It was probably the most talked about thing of Electric Picnic last year, and there's not many artists who can fill a tent, never mind fill the tent and surrounding areas. I was looking at videos the next day, and it's amazing to hear music resonating with people of all ages throughout all eras. And at the end of the day, music brings people together, and that's what music festivals are all about, bringing people together in harmony to have fun.
Faithless, Kasabian, you mentioned it. I hadn't seen Sophie Ellis-Bextor in the list there.
Yeah, there's some 90s throwbacks in there as well, so they really are appealing to the masses, all ages, and all.
Do you think it is that sort of slightly older age bracket this is geared for?
Maybe Electric Picnic are trying to do that, because throughout the years, yes, it had gone to the younger kind of age. But then again, a question in my mind is, if they're moving it earlier to the summer, are they trying to appeal to the school, the obviously over 18 school
going back
kids?
To college.
Yeah. So who knows what they're trying to do? But I guess younger people do have the likes of Longitude and C Sessions and many other festivals around.
I'll be at that as well. I have a very busy summer for the least festival. Well, actually, I do go to many festivals. I think I prefer to give the image.
After your bit of camping there last week,
I'm a full-time camper. the greatest fair weather camper ever. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Thanks a million, Kieran, for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.